I've got four lovely guests in the studio from WPO. Say hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hi, everyone. Right, let's start here. Tell me who you are and what you do.
My name is Akiko Otomo-Smith. I'm a conductor.
I'm Daniel Roberts. I'm a pianist.
I'm Liam Paradine, and I'm a trombonist.
And I'm Hannah Walmer, and I'm a violinist.
Fantastic. Now, I have to say, I did see some of you perform earlier on in the year, and I absolutely loved it. And I hear that you've got loads of upcoming projects, which is quite exciting news, and we will get into that later on in the hour. But first of all, just tell me, where did all of this start for all of you, getting into classical music and performing? I love how you got pointed out there. You got direct. It's your turn first, Hannah. Ladies first.
For me, it was always just a hobby playing the violin. I just learnt at local school, and then I progressed really quickly and got scholarships to study on further education, and then concerts came, and it grew from there, and now that's my main job. I solo with orchestras, and I perform a lot of recitals with pianist Daniel Roberts, and then we also have quite a large following on Twitter and on the internet, and we've sold various recordings throughout the world, so it's gone quite well so far.
No, that's really good. I'll point at you now. You started it.
I got into classical music by a friend of mine. He dragged me along to choir in secondary school.
Really?
And I was like, oh, here we go. And then I quite enjoyed it, and then a couple of months later I was told to turn up to this room at Sacred Drama. And so I turn up, and this man actually went, here's an instrument, play it.
Wow.
And then it all started from there, and haven't looked back.
What was your first instrument?
My first instrument was the baritone horn.
Okay.
Which is sort of like a mini tuba sort of thing.
Oh, okay, right. And then you moved on to the trombone from there, or?
About 3 years later, I moved on to the trombone.
Yeah. And Hannah, was the violin your first instrument?
Oh, no. My first instrument was piano from when I was five, and I was atrocious. Daniel would never... He would have sacked me as a pupil, and I showed no musical ability whatsoever. But I was good at singing, actually. I had a musical ear, but just terrible at piano. And my teacher, one day I saw teaching an older, a 16-year-old, and she was pretty good on violin. I think she was playing meditation.
Right.
And I decided, that's what I want to do. And so I got a violin, and you're normally taught to pluck, first of all. And so I went home and did the complete opposite and grabbed the bow and worked out how to do a barn dance on the violin. And I just loved it. So I think everyone has their own instrument.
Yes.
And if you don't love one, it doesn't mean you're not musical. Just find your instrument and keep
exactly.
going.
Yeah. Daniel?
When I was in high school, I started doing piano seriously.
Yep.
And then when I went to some concerts, I knew that I really wanted to perform as my career.
Yeah. Akiko?
I started piano when I was four. Then our area is a lot of brass band.
Right.
So woodwind band. Mm-hmm. Woodwind orchestra.
Yep.
So I played, when I was junior high school, when I played bassoon. Then when I was high school, I played the oboe.
Mm-hmm.
Then I went to music college.
I just want to point out as well that you are from Japan.
Japan,
You've travelled a long way over to England. How do you find it here? The weather's not so great.
Weather's better than UK, maybe.
Yeah, I was going to say, our weather is horrible today. I don't know, did any of you get woken up by the wind and the rain this morning?
Yeah, we live in the countryside.
Oh, no.
It's like being Dorothy Gale in this weather.
Yeah, no, it woke me up at like 3-4 in the morning. I actually was scared. It's quite sad that I was scared by it. But anyway, let's carry on. And obviously, it sounds like this was always something you kind of knew that you wanted to do. Once you got a taste for it, you realised this is what you wanted to go down in the future, this is what you wanted to do.
Definitely.
Oh yeah.
He's like the Churchill dog.
Yeah. You got to do the head bobbing as well. Oh yeah.
No one said that to me before.
Well, now you know. Is there anyone in particular, any person in particular that ever inspired you, or any? So obviously for you, Hannah, when you saw the girl playing the violin, that for you was your inspiration to kind of get into playing the violin, and this is where you are now.
I was also really lucky because at that time violin became really popular in pop culture.
Right.
There was Vanessa Mae, and there was The Cause, and then later on there's things like Bond, and there was a lot of violin around, so I used to record all the all the violin stuff that was on TV, and just trying, and it boosted my playing really quickly because I was playing along with pieces that were probably too difficult for me. So there's a lot to keep on inspiring you. I was very lucky about that. And then I got into more serious classical people and that kind of thing.
I've recently discovered a trombonist called Zoltan Kiss, and he's part of a brass band called Monozzle Brass. And it's not serious, it's quite light-hearted and comedic. And he's become sort of my recent idol. So
I've got to check them out. I don't know about that. I have to check that out. Daniel, or yes.
Oh, there's a lot of famous pianists that I've seen perform a lot, and I've met a few of them as well, and they've really inspired me.
Mm-hmm.
To people like Stephen Huff, and I saw Lang Lang playing. He's quite popular now, not just for his playing, but for his educational work as well. And lots of young children want to play because of him. He inspires them as well.
And obviously, because you said that you initially played instruments and now you're a conductor, so what kind of inspired you to make that transition?
When I was junior high school in the band, I was a student conductor.
Right.
There were teacher, but student need to conduct. Mm-hmm. The teacher was not there.
Right, yeah.
So I need to know how to conduct, but I don't know. Nobody teach me.
Yeah.
Nobody taught me. So I just study myself.
Oh, wow.
Then I saw that Carlos Cry was conducting. He was conducting Strauss piece from the piece was same piece with us.
Mm-hmm.
So I saw the video.
Yeah.
So I was so impressed. I was like, the lightning hit me.
Yeah.
I felt really. So I thought, oh, I want to be a conductor.
Yeah.
This is what I want.
Yeah.
That was my experience.
That's amazing. That's absolutely amazing. Right, we'll get into some more chit-chat regarding performances, live performances, and of course all the upcoming goodies that are happening in your lives later on in this hour. But right now, let's have a bit of music. It's Boyzone with All That I Need. Back to the WPO gang that I've got in the studio. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
How you all doing so far?
Very good.
Oh, that was a bit of a delay there. Of course, we've got Akiko, Daniel, Liam and Hannah from WPO, which is the Woolmer Philharmonic Orchestra, in the studio today for a bit of a chit-chat. So a moment ago, we talked about how it all began for you, your inspirations into all of this, and now we're going to be talking about performances. What was your first live performance and how did it feel? Anyone?
In high school. I played in front of the whole school when we had the festival every year, and that was about 1,000 people, so I was really scared. And then once I started playing, it was okay.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
So I had to go through that process to begin performing.
Yeah. And do you still find it quite nerve-wracking even now performing?
Yeah, sometimes a bit.
Yeah.
You get some funny thoughts.
You get some funny thoughts.
Yeah. And then it's all right.
Whatever works. Akiko?
My first performance was in Romania, a city called Târgu Mureș.
Mm-hmm.
And I did a first performance with very pressured.
Mm-hmm.
Then after the concert, normally the performance was good. Sponsor mm-hmm. comes to the conductor's room.
Yeah.
But when I did, he didn't come.
Oh no.
So I was like, oh my god. Ah. Then, but I got the second chance.
Yes.
Then I studied really well. Then he came.
Oh good.
Yeah.
That's good. Liam?
Mine was similar to Daniel's. It was sort of like a little recital mm-hmm. with parents and other students, and that's in front of about 200 people.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's quite shaky, but once you start going through it, it's
yeah.
pretty good.
And Hannah?
When I was 10 on the violin, and I just loved it. My mum said beforehand she'd never heard me play the piece through without stopping, so she was a bit nervous.
Yeah.
But I played better in front of people. I think this is concentration when people are watching you.
I was going to say, what do you find tougher, big audiences or smaller audiences?
For me, small.
Yeah, small. If you can see their faces, if you can see their eyes, it's more different, it's off-putting.
Aww.
A big audience, you can't, it's just like a screen of a sea.
Mm. See your faces, but you can't really see exactly what they're... Yeah. How their faces are.
Exact expression. Yeah. When you face them.
Have you had any really tough challenges that you've faced and overcome along the way? Oh, it's been plain sailing by the sounds of it.
Oh, no. Probably, there's always hiccups. And that's one thing people don't realise. People always think it's flawless when they see these productions. It's probably the same with acting and ballet. But behind the scenes, there's so much that could have potentially and often does go wrong. Wardrobe malfunctions. Once I had my dress, I think it was in Nottingham or Sheffield, my dress was falling down mid-playing.
Oh, no.
And I had to wait for breaks to pull it up because it was getting incredibly low. In Cardiff before, someone opened a door when we was doing a live broadcast, and my music flew off the stand and the page turner had to run and pick it up. From the Wales Millennium Centre. And probably there's other things that have gone wrong. Daniel's had squeaky pedals on the piano. Just every time.
I've learned that you have to some pianos have wheels, you have to put the brakes on. So it doesn't roll.
That's a good idea.
Paige Turner, didn't she push the piano before?
Yeah,
Paige Turner, the brakes went on a piano and she went to move the music.
Oh, no. Well, as long as you still manage to get through the whole thing okay, by the sounds of it, then that's all great. Craig David with Walking Away here on Gateway 97.8. I think my guests will be doing that in about, less than 10 minutes. We're running out of time already. We've also got Hannah, Liam, Daniel and Akiko in the studio. They're from WPO. And we've got a few more questions to ask them. So first of all, ladies and gentlemen, favourite genre of music? Let's get straight into that one.
I love classical and jazz music mainly.
Mm-hmm.
I like classical music and rap music.
That's a bit different, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Have you ever tried, melding the two together? See what that does?
I think they did it at the BBC Proms last year, I think.
Oh, okay.
And they did sort of an urban's prom.
That's quite cool.
They sort of mixed the two together.
Mm. Go for it, Hannah.
It's got to be classical, sorry.
For me, classical and the jazz and pop music sometimes.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, if you weren't playing the particular instrument that you play, or if you weren't doing what you're doing, what would you be doing? Bit of a tough one.
Probably on the doll.
Oh! No. We have the cleaning operative job available, don't forget, in JobSpot.
Yeah, good thinking.
There you go.
My mum wanted me to be a vet. Yeah, it didn't work out.
I don't want to ask why, just in case. Daniel Akiko?
I'd probably try and be an entrepreneur, kind of business owner.
I can see you being that. Yeah. I can see it.
maybe I want to be a jewelry designer or something designer.
Oh, nice. Still very creative. Yeah. And of course, if anyone's interested in, getting into an orchestra, how does that all work, the process?
I think with local orchestras, it's just a case of ringing them up or emailing and just saying, can I come along? Mm-hmm. 9 times out of 10, they'll be like, yeah, just come along.
Yeah.
And then with sort of the semi-professional, professional ones, it's slightly different.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to have a few excerpts ready for like an audition, a couple of solo pieces.
Yeah.
And then, they take it from there.
There we go.
It's a bit like a job audition.
Sorry?
It's a bit like a job audition, yes. But rather you're playing than talking.
Yeah, exactly. And of course, finally, most importantly as well now, upcoming projects. Let's get into that. What's everyone doing?
Well, I've got to talk about the WPO.
That's the main one
for me. It'll be our first year anniversary. It's an event like no other in the sense that you could come along, watch our professional orchestra, great conductor Akiko, and more importantly, you can eat your meals whilst watching the show. You can bring friends, you can bring family. It's a lovely, relaxing environment, something you can dress up for, and it's really an event like no other. So I hope to see everyone there on the 20th of February. It's something we're really proud of.
I'll be there. I can't wait. Obviously, as I said, I saw you earlier on in the year and it was such a great experience. So highly recommend to go see WPO the 20th of February. What else is everyone doing?
Next year I have a concert with WPO. Mm-hmm. Then I have a concert in Spain.
Mm.
Then I have a concert at the House of Parliament.
Wow. You're busy. Very busy.
Next week I'm flying to Brazil.
As you do.
More now. And I'm doing 2 concerts next week, Thursday and Friday.
Wow.
And I played there before and I guess they liked me.
Good.
And also, I'm launching the CD album with Hannah.
Oh, wow.
Any day now.
Oh. It'll
be on iTunes and CD Baby for anyone to download.
Yeah. What's the title of it?
Oh,
it's Bohemian Spirits.
L'Esprit Bohème in French.
Right.
Yeah. And it's quite a dramatic, raw. It's something that we've never done before.
Yes.
We've always been more of the popular ones. This is dark and raw. You can see our album cover on Twitter, and that gives you an idea of what it's all about.
Yes. And finally, Liam.
And I've got a world premiere of a piece in March.
Oh, wow.
By a Australian composer called Robert Sims.
Ah.
And so hopefully we'll be giving the premiere of that in Wales in March.
Awesome. So you are all very, very busy in the not too distant future and quite distant future as well. Got everything lined up and planned and ready. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much, everyone, for coming in. How'd you find it? How was it?
It's good.
Nice.
It's good, yeah.
Lovely, thank you.
Is that no problem?
Stay longer.
Yeah, me too. Well, you have to come back in a few months. If you've got some spare time, by all means, pop in again. Oh, of course, how can I forget?
I was hoping
you've got
you would.
A minute. You've got a minute. Let's go for it. I'm so sorry. Let's do this. Hannah, on the violin.
I've got my violin here today. I didn't know what to play, but I thought as it's close to Christmas, maybe I could give you a bit of Christmas spirit.
To Hannah. Yeah, I know you're blaming what Liam's chair there or something got in the way. Thank you so much to Hannah, Liam, Daniel and Akiko for coming in to Gateway 97.8 today.
Daytime on Gateway 97.8.